KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, it's cloudy and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and thunderstorms to be ending through this morning, and then the partly cloudy this afternoon, a high around 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. In Southwest Iowa news this morning, the trial date for a former Oneida Community School District teacher facing a single felony charge of sexual exploitation by a school employee and 49 aggravated misdemeanor counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee arousal has been set for July the 10th, I should say, in Cass County District Court. 65-year-old William Glenn Folks of Oneida pled not guilty to the charges last month. His arraignment hearing is set for April 30th, with a pretrial conference scheduled to take place May 29th. If convicted on all the charges, Folks could face a maximum of 103 years in prison and fines totaling more than $300,000. Folks allegedly exploited a minor female over a period of 13 months from about August 2009 to November of 2010 while teaching the student in a math program. A former longtime math teacher at the Oneida High School and Elementary School, Folks resigned from his teaching position in November of 2010. He was arrested March 15th of this year and remains free on bond. He's been ordered to have not to have any contact with the alleged victim. News time is 8:05.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Oneida, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Griswold Community School District's Board of Education Monday night approved a settlement with the district's certified staff
at 4.0% of their base salary, and that's the total package. So that included insurance increase and increase to FICA and IPERS.
That's Superintendent Dana Kunze, who said the agreement puts the district in line with what other districts in Southwest Iowa are averaging. The board Monday night also held a hearing with regard to the school board director redistricting, district maps, and the method of electing school board members.
We had a patron here to ask some questions about it. And then later on the agenda, when it came to that point, it passed unanimously. We still have seven directors, but now four of them are geographical districts, and three are elected at large. So we still have our seven directors. It's just that they're elected differently. We have only four geographic districts now instead of seven.
The process of determining director redistricting began following the results of the 2010 census. In other business, the Griswold School Board set May the 1st at 1 p.m. as the date and time for the sale of just under $3 million in bonds for various current and future projects. The move followed the approval Monday evening of a service agreement with the district's bonding agent, Piper Jaffray. And the board approved a contract with Bishop Engineering of Des Moines for the parking lot project. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning at the courthouse in Atlantic, and during their 9 o'clock session, the board will receive a secondary roads department update from County Engineer Charles Marker, along with quarterly reports from the County Conservation and Veterans Affairs departments, and a regularly scheduled report from Teresa Canning, General Relief and Mental Health Coordinator. In Adair County, the Board of Supervisors will meet at 9 a.m. also in Greenfield. And on their agenda for today is the opening of bids for watershed repairs, a quarterly report from the Case Management Coordinator, and monthly report from the Central Point Coordinator. The board will enter into a closed session at 10:15 today per Iowa code to discuss with legal counsel matters that are presently in litigation or where litigation is imminent. The City Council in Atlantic will hold a regularly scheduled meeting this evening at City Hall, and during the 5:30 p.m. session, they'll receive a report from Nishida Valley Family YMCA Director Dan Haynes. They'll also review quotes and consider awarding a contract for the remodeling of the street maintenance building. The Council on March 21st authorized the placing of advertisements for bids, the opening for which was held April 11th. Five bidders received plans, but only one bidder, Les Beers, submitted a bid of $47,355, which was about $5,000 more than the engineer had estimated. City Administrator Doug Harris and Street Department Superintendent Darrell Anderson met with engineer Tim Tighe for Snyder & Associates and were reviewing the options for modifying plans for the projects in hopes of reducing the cost. Tighe will review the bid before the council this evening and make any adjustments that are negotiated. Harris said the funding for the project would come from 2011 bond proceeds of $15,000, with the balance funded through the road use tax fund. The council will also act on a change order for the Portland Cement Concrete Patching Contract with 10 Point Construction amounting to $75,937. A change order reflects the addition of patchwork on Lincoln Street to the contract. The project is expected to begin later this spring. An Atlantic man was arrested Monday on a Cass County Sheriff's warrant. 33-year-old James Wolf was taken into custody on a warrant for failure to appear, and Wolf was being held in the Cass County Jail pending a court appearance. The trial for an Atlantic woman accused of taking inappropriate pictures of a bathing elderly woman at a local nursing home will take place May 30th in Shelby County District Court. 35-year-old Amanda Sedina was arrested last month on a serious misdemeanor charge of invasion of privacy, nudity, for allegedly taking a picture of a 78-year-old female resident at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Sedina was working as an employee of the facility at the time. The alleged incident was reported to authorities on March 22nd. Sedina is scheduled to be arraigned April 23rd. Her pretrial conference will be held May 7th. Sedina remains free on bond while awaiting her court appearance. And taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, a woman in Texas has been charged with capital murder and the fatal shooting of a new mother and the abduction of her son. Authorities say Verna McClain repeatedly shot the mother in a medical office parking lot near Houston yesterday, then snatched the 3-year-old boy from her arms and drove away. The baby was found unharmed hours later. Some newly published photos are creating a new problem for the Pentagon. The photos in the Los Angeles Times purport to show U.S. troops posing with bodies of dead insurgents in Afghanistan. Top military and civilian officials are condemning the actions of the soldiers, saying they dishonor the sacrifices of the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have served there. House Speaker John Boehner says President Obama can't run for re-election on his economic record, so his campaign will, quote, pull every boogeyman that they can. Boehner tells CBS's News that he and Obama were close to a deal to break the budget stalemate when Obama, in Boehner's words, lost his courage. President Obama will highlight his economic policies when he travels to Ohio and Michigan today. The president will visit a successful job training program in Ohio that would be threatened under the GOP budget that passed the House. Later, Obama raises campaign cash in Michigan. News time is 8:11.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Oneida, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, Chris Southman, age 48, of Cumberland, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Chris Southman will be this morning at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Mark Stephen Conrad, age 56, of Harlan, died April 5th. Graveside services for Mark Conrad will be today at 11 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harry Gill, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Harry Gill will be held this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Auchinberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Elizabeth Betty Slayton, age 83, of Casey, died Saturday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Betty Slayton will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Auchinberry Family Care Funeral Home has arrangements. Frida Hemmingson, age 90, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Frida Hemmingson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Greg Thomas B. Shorner of Atlantic, the son of Katie Jo B. Shorner of Atlantic and Casey Ellerbeck of Omaha, was born and passed away on April 12th in Omaha. A memorial service for Drake B. Shorner will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Esther Thompson, age 93, of Panora, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Services for Esther Thompson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Sandra Duty, age 70, of Cumberland, died Tuesday at the Colonial Manor in Oneida. A memorial service for Sandra Duty will be held Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Cumberland Community Building. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Quinn Allen Martin, the one-month-old son of Joshua and Brandy Shoup Martin, passed away Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Quinn Martin will be Thursday at 7 p.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Eldred E.J. Conrad, age 92, of Harlan, died February 20th in Elkhorn. Burial and graveside services for E.J. Conrad will be Friday at 11 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Nina Mickelson, age 98, of Orient, died Monday at Corning Nursing and Rehab. Celebration of Life services for Nina Mickelson will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Orient. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Geneva Schreck, age 84, of Coon Rapids, died Friday. Funeral services for Geneva Schreck will be held this coming Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Louis Lauritsen, age 88, formerly of Audubon, died December 19th in New Mexico. Celebration of Life memorial services for Louis Lauritsen will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Doris Betty Elizabeth Brock, age 88, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A massive Christian burial service for Betty Brock will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Byron Jensen, age 78, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Byron Jensen will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Rolf Stierle, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Rolf Stierle are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.